Darren, Hyde United's first opening day of the season win for 5 years. What did you make of the game?
Yeah, but it was a good game, a tough game. A tough game for many reasons, you know, against a very good, well-organised Tadcaster side. But as I say, you know, the first one's always the one you want to try and get, you know, get off that winning start, you know, especially at home. I thought it was important today that, you know, a couple of things that I wanted really from today was to get the 3 points, win more home games, you know, kicking on from today and keep a clean sheet. Thought we'd done that. I thought we defended superbly on occasions when needed to. We had lots of chances, you know, there was a lot of very good chances that we, you know, we could have put the game to bed a lot earlier, you know. But as I say, Taddy never give up, and all credit to them.
I'm told by other managers that there's a bit of money flying around in the division this year. Tadcaster apparently is spending a few quid. The name I hear most of all is Colwyn Bay, and you've got them away in midweek.
Yeah, again, huge game. Yeah. You know, to be honest, we can't look too much into what other teams are doing. You know, at the end of the day, we have to focus on ourselves and our jobs and what we're trying to do and what we're trying to build. Today was a great result towards that. The boys are buzzing with that. And again, we will kick forward to Tuesday night and again, hope of getting 3 points away.
I'm sure if I asked you, you'd say you're not one of the managers with lots of money to spend, but you've made quite a few signings over the close season. You're pleased with the squad you've put together?
I am. I think that there's always, you know, we can always add, you know. At the end of the day, I want good competition. I want healthy competition. I want a team full of winners. As it stands at this present moment, we have a team full of winners. But to be honest, we haven't got much money to spend. And when I was speaking to players and the players that I did speak to, it was trying to sell them the club and the ambition. You know, we've a tremendous little stadium. And at the end of the day, it's about trying to entice the right player, you know, the right quality player to the football club, but more on the ambition side rather than the money side. And I think we've done that well.
Are there any players in particular you think we might need to watch out for, a little bit special?
To be honest, you know what? It's one of those where, yeah, there's a few, but it depends from, you know, what angle you look at. Is it the trick, the skillful one, or is it the defensive linchpin who's, you know, going to keep the goals out? Again, you know, I don't like the individual side of things. For me, it's about the team ethic but again, as I say, on today, it's a great start because, as I say, Taddy are a good side. They're used to winning. You know, they've come up a couple of promotions in the last couple of seasons, and I firmly believe that this season they'll do well again.
I understand you've signed a useful defender, a young lad. You?
Yes. Well, it's one of those. Do you know what? When I sort of get into the coaching side of things, you know, I have a very young family, and get into the coaching side of things and the academy side of things, it was one of those where it took 3-4 nights. You know, I couldn't sacrifice, you know, me, that little bit of family time that I had through being out 5 nights a week. It wouldn't have been fair on my wife, and it wouldn't be fair on my young family. So I just, to be honest, I'd never retired from the game. I still think, you know, I was never the quickest in terms of the capabilities and strengths that I have. They're still there because it was never quick. And I think my strengths, you know, I still have, you know. But again, that's only, you know, if worse comes to shove in terms of an injury crisis or something like that, you know. But you know what, we have a great physio staff looking after the players. And, you know, we're trying to do things right here, you know. So I think the last thing they want to see is me pulling on a shirt coming on.
Big news, of course, at this club, apart from your own appointment as manager, of course, over the summer, is this Trimension 50 pitch we're on, FIFA 2 star.
Yeah.
I take it you must like it or you wouldn't be manager here.
Do you know what? No, do you know what I do? You know, lots of many different reasons why I do. It brings revenue to the club, which is important. But also, it's one of those where, you know, I've spoke to a few managers that have come here, like a Gary Mills at Wrexham, Mark Bauer, Geisley, and the manager at Warrington, in terms of what they thought about it, and they said it's difficult. And, you know, you look at Sutton and Maidstone, who have come up, you know, from the higher leagues again. They've got the same pitch, so it's worked extremely well for them. So, yes, you know, to be honest, if it was grass, it was 3G for me. It's massively important that we go and win our home games.
Can you slide tackle on it? I mean, the old pitch that was here 30 years ago, you'd take the skin off your legs.
Yeah.
I mean, could you slide tackle on this if you needed to?
You can. At the minute, it's a bit dry. It probably needs a bit of rain on it, and you'll probably get a grass burn or something like that. But do you know what? In terms of what I want to create, it, you know, it's good. It's good football, you know. And today there wasn't many slide tackles, but you know, players will slide tackle in it, but they'll have a grass burn, and I think it will. I haven't slid on it, but for me, I think it would do no difference. Only you'd still have the same grass burn.
Right, and I understand. Is this right that Hyde will be playing midweek games on Tuesdays now, not Mondays?
Yeah. Again, I look at the chronological time of things, you know, because I think, you know, you look at when we train, you know, it's a Tuesday night and a Thursday night. You know, for me, the chronological timings in terms of the nights that you train are very important, as well as the recovery and things. For me, Monday night, you're not really fully, you know, recovered from the Saturday. Yes, it'll work for both teams, but for me, I want to prepare as best we can for each game. And that, for me, is important, that extra night, day recovery is got there through Monday resting.
So a great result. Do you get a win bonus now?
No. For me, it's just, you know, keeping that run on. You know, I think, you know, we know what the club's been through the last couple of years. So I think it's important now that we go and flip that on its head and trying to create a winning mentality in a successful football club.
And it's only about 10 minutes since the end of the game, but does everyone seem to have come through okay? Any knocks, anything like that?
Yes. So far, so good. Curtly Wyatt, he's just got a couple of shin issues. He has done really, you know, over sort of the last week. So he's good icing on that. James Cadman, that's to be honest, he hasn't had a full 90 minutes. He came in sort of later on pre-season, so again, you know, just to give him a little rest for Tuesday. And yeah, apart from that, not all good.
Great stuff, thanks.
Thank you very much.